Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke! Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You're listening to this fine program around the state of Wisconsin on civic media stations near you here in Madison, from broadcasting from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's near west side for Mad Radio 92.7 FM, WMDX 1580 AM, and around the state, locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, and our friends up in Oshkosh on WISS Oshkosh Air Supports, and joined on a Thursday afternoon by Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show here on select civic media stations as well. Todd, how are you doing this Thursday afternoon?
And I hope to God that one of your stations has been selected. That's all I can say. You're very mellow. You're very mellow today, Luke. And I love it. You've been there ever since you came in. He's like, he's chill. He's vibing. I feel like there should be like a velvet couch in here.
I had several meetings back to back earlier today.
Meetings.
And I had my hoodie up for one of them, and Todd comes down the hallway. You're like a Jedi just sitting here. And I was just trying to be comfortable while sitting through all the Zoom meetings. Come on.
It was a great look. You looked like a Jedi master.
I was taking it easy. It's almost the weekend, as our friends over at the Devil's Advocates like to say. It's Friday Eve today, yes, being Thursday. We're bracing for a winter storm. You're going to want to stay tuned to your civic media stations all evening long. We'll be providing those weather updates thanks to our friends over at Weatherology, twice an hour, every hour. And if you want to sponsor those Weatherology spots, you can absolutely do so right now with a fantastic promotion that Civic Media's sales team is putting together. Head over to civicmedia.us/weather. You can learn more about that. But Todd, it is a very jam-packed Thursday here. A couple of updates before we jump into the headlines and the tangents. Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team getting knocked out of the Big Ten tournament last night. No more basketball potentially? What do you think Sunday is going to look like for the Badgers?
I watched the game, and boy, I did not expect that.
I had it on in the background, and I made it more and more in the background the longer the first half went in. I was doing the dishes, and all of a sudden I came out, and it was 36-18 at halftime, and I was like, okay, well, I better get other things done around the house. It's didn't see any point in gluing myself to that screen until about halfway through the second half, things started getting interesting, and I did get a little riled up there when they got it within five. I'm not going to lie. I got my hopes up.
27.
Yeah.
27.
They could have had the opportunity to surmount the largest comeback in Big Ten tournament history, right, and they would have like almost... It was the previous record was like 17-point deficit, so it was an 18-point deficit.
Something
maybe.
Like that, yeah.
And so they had a chance to come back and unfortunately squandered. It will be up to the selection committee now for the NCAA tournament. We will have to wait until Sunday to see if those Badgers are on the bubble, if they're going to get an invitation to the big dance, or if their bubble will be burst.
Coach Greg Gard, the head coach of the Badgers, told Big Ten Network last night before the game, that he was not worried, that he thought that their resume spoke for itself. I mean, the example, of course, is that they went to Marquette, who barely won this afternoon, but went to Marquette early in the season.
Stole my thunder. I was about to say that I was going to tie it in with the segue, and that's where the next tangent went. Come on, Todd.
I've been fired. Once again, this is my last appearance. Thank you for letting me be on Dueling Tangents. But no, so Gard said yesterday before the game that he thought they had a good enough resume because, for example, they went to Marquette early in the season, beat Marquette there, and now, of course, Marquette in the top 10 in the country, maybe might be a 2 or 3 seed in the Big Ten or the NCAA tournament. So Gard thought he was safe already. I don't know about that.
I think it's questionable of whether or not he was safe yet. So
it's on the bubble.
It will be up to the selection committee on Sunday. You're going to have to tune in. But as you mentioned, somebody that is guaranteed in the big dance, and they got a shot at a number one seed, I think.
You think so?
They're 6th in the nation right now, ranked totally. So if any of the five teams ahead of them in the national rankings falter and they win the Big East, which they are scheduled to play in the next round tomorrow evening, you can listen to WIRI Wisconsin in Wisconsin Rapids and WXCO Bull Falls Radio, two local civic media radio stations here, part of our network, for coverage of that game tomorrow evening. But it will be up to, if they win that the Big East tournament, and one of the five teams, or I guess two of the five teams ahead of them, falter in their conference play, Golden Eagles could secure a one seed for the Big Dance, but I have a feeling a two seed is probably pretty likely.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Purdue, I think, is a legit possibility for upset in the Big Ten. I'm not sure that I see Purdue winning the Big Ten tournament. You know, there are other teams hot. Indiana's hot right now. Michigan State's kind of hot right now. So, I mean, there are other teams that could win that Big Ten tournament. But, yeah, I mean, Purdue falters. I'm not sure. Houston had a close game the other night in the regular season, but we'll see. I'm not sure.
See, I've been tracking the NBA a little bit closer, so I'm not fully aware of all the horse race there at the top of the AP poll.
You and Terry, I think, as well, Terry Bell, our news director, both NBA guys. I am just the opposite. I am much more into the NCAA.
Oh, I'll watch it all, but the Milwaukee Bucks are the best team.
Of course.
I'm watching the Western Conference games now to see who potentially be coming out of the West. I'm watching anytime that Philadelphia or Boston are playing. I'm like sizing up the competition that way. And Giannis out for this evening. But this isn't a completely sports talk show. So let's jump over to some of the other Wisconsin headlines. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents across civic media. I'm Luke Mathers, joined on a Thursday by Todd Alba. If you want to share a tangent with us, 844-967-2789. If you've got thoughts on the Wisconsin Badgers or the Marquette Golden Eagles basketball teams, we'd love to hear those as well. But let's jump to a couple of headlines. And this is kind of it's a nice little segue because it's a mix of sports and politics, Todd.
Oh, look at you, Luke.
Yeah, it's almost like we set it up this way.
You're darn near a professional.
But one of the big headlines, because Wisconsin's kind of in a weird position right now, Todd. You very much a fan of Twitter, and I'm sure you follow a lot of politics, not just here in Wisconsin, but around the nation. And there are a lot of other states right now just in the midst of their legislative sessions. They are just cranking out things, whether it's Minnesota and Michigan, our neighbors here in the Midwest, that are now have Dem trifectas and are cranking out policies like paid leave, repealing right to work, and making transformative changes for their states, or legislatures going in the other direction, like Florida. In Iowa, Florida, Tennessee, and banning things like drag shows in Tennessee, and expanding school voucher programs in Iowa, or the insane aspect and approach to education that DeSantis and Republicans are doing in Florida. There's a lot of work being done around the nation in state legislatures. Mm-hmm. Here in Wisconsin, during the month of February,
not so much.
There was not even not so much. There was zero. There was zero legislative priorities passed at all in the month of February. Wisconsin is sitting on its hands right now. And so we're kind of in a little bit of an interesting holding pattern. And I'm a little jealous of our neighbors in Minnesota and Michigan. I'm really hopeful that things like what's going on in Tennessee and Iowa don't happen here. But until the April 4th Supreme Court race, it feels like not a whole lot's going to be talked about. The governor wants to talk about his budget proposal. He's going out there. He hosted listening sessions to put in these policies. He's talking about it where he can. And outside of saying, we don't want that. We don't want that. And we don't like that either. The Republicans in the legislature aren't really giving a whole lot of proposals, except for slapping down this one that Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has said. The Evers proposal to provide $290 million in funding for the Milwaukee Brewers Stadium, American Family Field in Milwaukee, is essentially dead on arrival. Were you still in the legislature when the Pfizer Forum agreement was getting worked on, or was that your time?
No, Pfizer Forum, they were kind of, it was the early stages. They did it after I'd already left the building.
Okay. So
I
not
left the building.
Yes, not not a whole lot of hands-on for that one. But what are your thoughts on the Voss's comments saying, well, the Evers, we're not doing anything that Evers wants to do. We may come up with a proposal of our own, but if that guy proposed it, we don't want it.
Well, being the political fossil that I am, I was around the building when they actually decided to build what became Miller Park and is now AmFam Field.
Yeah.
So I was around in the building in the hallways during that time.
Okay.
And of course, Governor Tommy Thompson, a Republican, was governor at the time, and it was the Republican Republican governor that got the thing built in the first place. And it was a Republican, George Pataki, who ended up changing his vote from Racine and flipping to decide to vote for the Brewers Stadium that saved it and kept the Brewers here in Wisconsin. So it's just rich to me that fast forward 20-some years later, mm-hmm. and here we have the Republicans are the ones saying, no, we're not going to help keep professional sports teams like Milwaukee in Wisconsin. And it's a Democratic governor who's taking Tommy Thompson's stance.
Yeah, it's interesting. And you could even maybe remove the politics from it, though, and just describe it as moderate individuals, moderate governors having these proposals to want to keep the beloved franchises here, and then other individuals wanting to play politics with it.
Here's what I think it is, Luke. I think it is Tommy Thompson and Tony Evers both understand Wisconsin. They get that there are things, to your point, that transcend politics. Mm-hmm. And professional and college sports are among those. I mean, I think you've talked about it. You and Brian have talked about it this show. You can go and sit next to somebody else at a Bucks game or a Packers game, and you can just talk about the game, and then come to find out later what have you voted R, what have you voted D, but you're sitting there cheering for the same team. It brings us together. But Robin Voss is just a dweeb, and he doesn't. Seriously, I don't mean to be calling names. He's not in touch with pop culture. He doesn't really care about what people feel like. He's just. I mean, there may be a reason he's had three wives. I can't imagine what he's like, you know, other places. But I mean, other than the legislative floor, there are other rooms maybe he doesn't do well in. But he's a benign person. He's a wet noodle.
Yeah,
he's politically impotent.
Well, I think he's politically obsessed with power, and that's what it comes down to, is he burns a lot of bridges because he is on a quest for power,
sure,
no matter what it takes.
Degree.
Yeah. Because
he's out of touch, in all seriousness, he's out of touch with Wisconsin, unlike Tony Evers and Tommy Thompson.
Yes, I completely agree with that assessment. Folks, we'd love to hear your thoughts on this assessment. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents on a Thursday. Got Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show, joining me in the Solidarity Realty Studios. We'll be right back after a quick break. Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. You can take us with you on the go by downloading the Civic Media app wherever fine apps are downloaded. Just type in Civic Media in the Apple App Store, the Google Play Store. You can take us with you around the state of Wisconsin. And joined on this Thursday afternoon by Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show that airs around the western portion of the state. In WRCE, news from the center, in Richland Center, WLAK, Lake Air, up in Amory, and our friends WXCO in Bull Falls, with Wausau on the map there. And it's going to be an interesting day. The state of Wisconsin's going to get some snow cover.
Yeah, it's going to be a little white stuff here that's already moving into the state, apparently. We've had reports from Richland Center and Amory already starting to snow there.
There you
go. On the ground, our news director at RCE, Joanne Krulatz, giving us a shout-out.
There we go. Thank you, Joanne.
Yeah. And so we know what's up there. Looks like talking to meteorology forecaster Kara Foster earlier, she said, think of it as a layer cake. Then light to heavy, the top layer, maybe like 3 to 4 inches of snow in Amory area, and then maybe up to 6 or 7 in Wausau, and maybe up to 10 or 11 inches down at RCE.
Yeah.
So probably
how much? Okay. Yeah. So we better be bracing for some snow.
I think they're saying like 8 inches, 7 to 8 inches here in Madison.
I'm just not looking forward to it. I'm just gonna picture yesterday more in my head because it was gorgeous yesterday.
My dad and stepmom live in Shawano. I'm not sure what it's like in Green Bay at our station there, but in Shawano they have like 32 inches of snow on the ground already.
What?
On the ground.
See, and my neighborhood's really interesting when it comes to snowfall, Todd, because I have the front of my house is south facing.
Okay.
So my driveway, with a little help from some sunshine, just gets cleared almost by itself with like the dustings. Yeah. And then I look across the street and the poor neighbors, because all the driveways on that side of the road are just it looks night and day difference in my neighborhood, because they're all north facing. The houses cast shadows over their front yards and their driveways. And everybody else has got a heck of a time shoveling and getting rid of all the snow in their yard. My sidewalks look nice and clean. My driveway looks nice and clean with a little help from the sun.
As they said at Indiana Jones, you chose wisely.
Yes, yes. And it was unintended consequence, though. Did not even think about it. But everybody out there in the listening audience, you may want to prepare for a little snowfall this evening. Depending on where you are, it will range across the state of Wisconsin. And stay tuned to your civic media station, because we will provide you those weather updates all evening long, all day into tomorrow, while we see these winter storm watches across the state. Folks, if you want to share a tangent with us here on Dueling Tangents, you can do so at 844-967-2789. You can call or text. You can be like Andrew in Waukesha. Andrew, what's on your mind this Thursday afternoon?
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. This poses an interesting question, because you mentioned Pfizer Forum. I believe one of the Bucks owners was an investor in a Smash Brothers video game league. How many millions of dollars are we going to give to the actual growing sport, which is video games? I mean, baseball is a dying sport, and as much as these old-timers want to, spend our money on their hobbies, the fact is, this is one of those, clear dividing lines between the past, present, and future. The future is not giant subsidies to sports stadiums. It is video game leagues. So again, how many tens of millions of dollars are we going to be giving to video game leagues in this budget?
Are they requesting it? And is there a giant arena that's Wisconsinites and Travelers
were... I'm going to build a giant...
Hang on, Andrew.
Giant stadium.
Okay, but does it actually have the demand for a giant stadium? Or will these individuals that support such a virtual league come to an in-person facility to cheer it on?
I guarantee that the people who organize these events don't even think about begging the government for money, because they don't have to. The fact is, the Brewers, the Bucks, the Packers, they've always had to beg for money because it is an uneconomic proposition to build a giant stadium. Every study has shown it. That's why they need the subsidies. But that is not the future, and we shouldn't be wasting our money on it.
I mean, I tend to disagree, because the most revenue-generating businesses right now are professional sports teams, Andrew. Like, there is such a select few of these teams that can be owned that there are people vying all the time. But former President Donald Trump, like, was spurned because he wouldn't be let into the owners club that is the 31 owners of the NFL franchises. And so I do agree with you on the merit that the taxpayers shouldn't be subsidizing a lot of these projects, but unfortunately the dirty truth is that it is the way that it is. These franchises are allowed to use the leverage of what they bring to the cities that they reside in, the economic benefits of, here in Madison, the economic ramifications of one Badger football game is about $1 million. And that's just in direct spend on around that Saturday game day. So when the Badgers had their game against, I believe the most recent one was LSU up at Lambeau, the city of Madison lost out on roughly $1 million to the city of Green Bay just because of the economic benefits that these games produce. And that's not professional. That's collegiate. Right. And so the Brewers bring in a lot of revenue to the area. And I think it is a question to have about how these organizations are subsidized. But it also needs to come down to the point that here in Wisconsin, we're a purple state. We're not having these crazy proposals like in Iowa and Tennessee. We want to see common sense, and as you pointed out with Tommy Thompson,
have agreement on how to keep these teams here that we love.
And remember, in Milwaukee, the money goes to a baseball district, and the Brewers lease the stadium. It does not go to the owners or the Brewers organization corporation directly.
Yes, and so if we, there needs to be compromise, there needs to be agreement there, and for one political actor in the state to just be like, eh, I'm just going to completely throw out this suggestion just because I don't like the guy that proposed
it. Put it up for a vote. Yeah. Put it up for a vote.
So it'll be interesting to see. We appreciate your phone call, Andrew. We're going to continue those phone calls and more tangents on the other side of this break. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You're listening to this fine program across the Civic Media Network. If you want to learn more about what we're doing here at Civic Media, head over to the website, civicmedia.us. You can see all the programs, all the stations that are coming soon. You can sign up to learn more about us. You can sign up and learn about our excellent weather promotion right now being put on by our sales team, civicmedia.us/weather, and so much more going on at the websites, civicmedia.us. Joined on a Thursday afternoon by Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show across select Civic Media stations. And Todd, we're talking about this proposal that's essentially just being dead on arrival for the legislature, apparently. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss just not having any of it for a $290 million provision that the Evers administration would like to use to extend the current contract of the Milwaukee Brewers an additional 13 years to keep them for the next two decades until 2043 in Milwaukee. And Robin Voss essentially says, well, that's the money doesn't work. We shouldn't be doing one-time spending on this. Why would we want to make this a recurring expense for the state? We currently have a $7 billion surplus. $290 million, I believe, is roughly about 5%. Of that $7 billion.
I'll trust you on that.
Back of the envelope math. Don't quote me on it. I want to say it's around 5%.
It was my understanding no math to be involved in the show.
And I apologize for bringing the math in. But 5%, less than 5% potentially, of a historic budget surplus used to keep the franchise, the MLB franchise for Wisconsin here in our state for an extra 13 years, extend the lease to be two decades from now. I feel like that sounds like a good deal, but apparently since the Evers administration is proposing it, Robin Voss says, no, no, no.
I'll guarantee you if Tim Michaels had been elected governor and he had this in his budget, it would be a done deal.
Oh, I mean, if Tim Michaels was elected governor back in November and currently serving right now, we would absolutely be just like Iowa and Tennessee and Florida.
Oh yeah, I'm not saying we should.
They'd be rubber stamping everything,
right,
though.
But like, my point, I'm not saying I wish that Tim Michaels were elected. I'm very happy that Tony Evers was reelected. I just simply am saying that you're right, in my opinion, that this is completely partisan on Voss's part. It has nothing to do with ideology or fiscal conservatism. It's the fact that a Democrat suggested it. And my question to Robin Voss is, have you polled the Milwaukee business folks, you know, purportedly the job creators in Southeast Wisconsin, to get their opinion on that? Do they want to see the Milwaukee Brewers go to a different place and lose that revenue stream? To your point, millions of dollars in Madison for college football. It's larger for a Brewers game and the impact that it has on the economy down there.
I don't know if it's larger per game, though, but there's just
game,
a whole lot more.
On a whole.
I mean, it's 162 game season.
Yeah,
Brian will kick me if I got that number wrong.
But I mean, but, you know, half of that, whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, I think AmFam Field holds almost 40,000 plus or minus a couple of thousand there. And Camp Randall is 80,000. So, yeah. I mean, it's going to be less people per game, but certainly, you know, a lot more games at home than college football. And again, you know, 20 years plus ago when they were building or they proposed AmFam Field, the Republican governor was doing this, or it was Miller Park at the time. Mm-hmm. It was a taxing district, right? That was the big controversy that Milwaukee and the what's known as the Wild Counties around there, I think it's five counties.
Kenosha and Racine were included as well.
Right.
Six county total.
It was a sales tax on those counties to help pay for the stadium. And then it expired 3 years ago, and they decided, you know, unlike Illinois, who says, oh, we're just going to have toll roads until the roads are paid for, and of course, it never happens. They said, we're actually, and I'm fine with that. I'm fine because the original deal was for 20 years. And so I'm fine letting that original deal expire, but now we have a chance to extend it, not build a brand new stadium, and again, not give money to the Milwaukee Brewers Incorporated or corporation per se. It's giving the money to a taxing or to a district, a baseball professional district, which is run by the state.
Yeah.
And so it's not like you're giving money to a corporation. You're giving it to a quasi-state organization who then leases the stadium to the Major League Baseball. To the previous caller's point, Andrew, if you're saying that Major League Baseball isn't going to be here in 20 years, and I don't personally believe that, but let's just say you want to say that, then fine. Guess what? If the Brewers, if professional baseball goes away, guess what's hot? Major League Soccer.
Yeah.
You know, convert the stadium into a professional soccer stadium and go from there.
Yeah, absolutely. No, there would still be options there. And whatever the state can do to find compromise and keep the Brewers here, I think is, without giving away the farm,
right,
to say, I think is the right thing to do. We'd love to hear your opinion on it. If you want to share your thoughts on this tangent or others, 844-967-2789. You could be like our friend L.A. Tom calling in from California. Tom, what's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, I just want to know why it is that Republicans hate our Wisconsin sports team so much. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, I grew up in Durand, Wisconsin. I went to school over in Green Bay. And I just can't imagine the state of Wisconsin taking some of the things that they're known for more than anything, which are the Brewers, the Bucks, and the Packers.
And the Badgers. Let's not forget about the Badgers.
Getting rid of them. It just I don't understand why those guys hate it so much. And I also don't understand, if they're so worried about fiscal responsibility, why the hell haven't they shown up for work since last March? These lazy SOB, living off the government dole, Robin Voss, who doesn't have to show up for work but still gets paid. Anybody that talks about fiscal responsibility out there, any of you Republicans that call in, first question you should ask is, did you have to show up for your job since March? Because my answer would be probably you did. The Republicans in the House legislature for Wisconsin haven't shown up for work, and there should be a clock, and there should be an everyday sheet. I would love you to do that. Push a sheet up every day and say this is number 250. They haven't shown up for work.
Well, they did a little work. They did a little work in the month of January, but they did not pass a single vote. There was no votes held by the Wisconsin legislature in the month of February. We appreciate your phone call, LA Tom. You want to talk about where's Robin Voss's proposals? Come on, he's got all this time on his hands. They adjourned for the year last year, and again, it was very hard. He had a difficult reelection bid, one of his closest ones yet when it came to his primary challenger. But the legislature here in Wisconsin was called out last March, the first week of March, and they took no votes here in February. Again, they're hedging their bets for April 4th. They're the tone of politics in Wisconsin is going to, it's going to be an inflection point on April 4th. Depending on those results, will solely determine what stance Republican lawmakers take here in Wisconsin. If they all of a sudden do not have a 4-3 majority on the Supreme Court, there's going to be a lot more zippity-doo-dah and kumbaya being sung. And there's going to be bipartisan compromises, and I think the governor will welcome that. But if there is a consistent 4-3 majority where Republicans feel like they have a ally at the Supreme Court that they can go and adjudicate their cases and say, we want it this way, the governor wants it that way, but you should choose our way, and they're going to have an ally if Dan Kelly is elected to a 10-year term. And so it's all pending on April 4th, folks. Like, I don't know how to talk about that more.
Let me just say, as someone who is here as a guest, Here's exactly why, if you are a regular listener to Dueling Tangents, this is exactly why you should listen each and every day, because Luke is absolutely right and insightful on this. All right?
You've said that multiple times today. I'm
a big fan of yours. And so it'll be a big Kumbaya Fest here. But no, I'm completely serious about this. You're 100% right. I was listening to Matt Flynn Direct coming up next year on these civic media stations yesterday, the day before. He was talking about a poll that he had access to and had seen that, I hesitate to say this, but showing that Janet Protasiewicz is up by 10 points.
I don't want to hear that.
I'm putting
my fingers in my ears. I'm saying la, la, la,
but
la,
my,
la.
My point is, to back up what you're saying, is because we had on our show that we know the Terrence Group, the Republican polling firm, mm-hmm. has also been in the field in Wisconsin. My point is that Republicans have the same polling data that Democrats do. And I think that they know that Dan Kelly is in trouble. That is nothing to say that he is a done deal for sure. In fact, the most dangerous thing for the April 4th election is for progressives and Democrats in Wisconsin to get complacent and think that it's wrapped up. You have to keep the pedal on the gas. Do not let up until April 4th. But the
make
point,
a plan, be a voter April 4th.
Absolutely. But the point is you're right, Luke. I think they're waiting to see what happens, the Republicans are, on April 4th, because I believe that they also know that the results are not a sure thing, that they could very well, if Democrats and progressives come through on April 4th, lose, and that will change the landscape of politics and legislation in this state.
Yeah, it is going to be an inflection point. Mm-hmm. And it is that important, folks. You need to be talking to the individuals in your lives. You need to be making a plan to be a voter. There are so many different ways you can do it. You can request an absentee ballot now at myvote.wi.gov. In-person absentee voting will begin soon. That's 2 weeks out from Election Day, so less than 2 weeks away before in-person absentee voting will take place. And it is 3 weeks, 5 days until Election Day. So it is coming up quick. You need to make a plan to participate and be a voter that day, Tuesday, April 4th. You can also participate here on this great program by giving us a call, sending us a text, 844-967-2789. You can be like Steven in Green Bay. Steven, what's on your mind this Thursday afternoon?
Good morning, Luke, and good morning, or hello again.
Good afternoon.
It's great to talk to you. I get two doses of Steven. This is great. We appreciate you calling back.
Yeah. So I want to remind the residents of Wisconsin a very key part of baseball history in Milwaukee. We had a baseball team before the Milwaukee Brewers called the Milwaukee Braves, and now they are the Atlanta Braves. And why I say that is because if you don't think the Milwaukee Brewers could or would leave Milwaukee, it's already happened once in the city of Milwaukee.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, the professional franchises leave a lot more often than I think a lot of people think. Because they morph and the fan bases kind of follow with the whole saga between the Rams in L.A., then St. Louis, then L.A., and the L.A. Lakers are literally there's not a whole lot of lakes in Southern California, but they were the Minnesota Lakers. And now you got the Timberwolves up there. The Seattle Supersonics, now the Oklahoma City Thunder. And so the teams and franchises get picked up and do move. And so it is an unfortunate reality, and it is something that sometimes these owners play hardball, and they leverage what they have in the franchise that they own. And I truly don't believe the Brewer, like, we're big sports fans here in Wisconsin. I don't think any owners, and obviously the Packers, not going anywhere. Right. Like, that's going to be our team in Green Bay for forever, hopefully.
Everybody will be there for forever.
Yes. I mean, they got season ticket wait lists that are so long that they'll be able to continue to have the fan base to support them in Green Bay. But I find it unlikely that we would lose a team here in Wisconsin, but it almost happened with the Bucks, and it's happened before with an MLB franchise, as Steven pointed out, in Milwaukee. So it's not, it can seem unlikely, but it could happen.
Professional sports is a business. Yep. And really, as we've seen now, college sports is a business. You know, less likely that Wisconsin Badgers are going to pick up a move, but in professional sports, it happens all the time. And I understand that people are like, do we really want to put, you know, millions of dollars into a sports team? Well, when you have a $7 billion surplus, Yes, you can afford to do that, and also you have to look at what that investment brings back. Look how much money Republicans sunk into Foxconn, and this ridiculous deal there.
Yeah,
and now all of a sudden they're making little stories about that.
Yeah, and we'll touch on the Foxconn tangent on the other side of this break too. But it is. You need a good facility to be able to compete for a for 100%. Championships. And the championship run that the Milwaukee Bucks had, the economic benefits that that run had for the city of Milwaukee were tremendous. And so the fact that they're prepared to do it again just shows that when you invest in your teams, you can reap the benefits. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined by Todd Alba on this Thursday afternoon. You on the phone lines, 844-967-2789.
Start spreading the news.
Dueling Tangents is back. I'm leaving today. I'm Luke Mathers, joined on a Thursday afternoon by Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show on WRCE, WLAK, and WXCO. And you can join us on the phone lines, 844-967-2789, a sports-filled Tangents edition for this Thursday afternoon, Todd. Talking about the politics surrounding the Milwaukee Brewers, we gave some updates. The Wisconsin men's Badger basketball team lost last night against Ohio State out of the Big Ten tournament. It is up to the selection committee to see what their fate will be if they get invited to the big dance. Expected to be on the bubble, one of the last four teams in. And Marquette, Golden Eagles, advancing in the Big East tournament, defeating St. John's in overtime. I believe the final score there was 72-70. And so a lot going on here in Wisconsin, and we haven't even touched on the professional sports team for football outside of the Green Bay Packers being, you know, owned by the people. Last segment, that was really all we talked about them. But they're in the headlines right now, too. But before we jump to that tangent, let's head over to the phone lines. We've got Jesse and Madison calling in. Jesse, what's on your mind this Thursday afternoon?
Hey, Luke, thanks for taking the call. Hey, real quick, instead of asking somebody their name and where they're from, let's ask callers, what's your name, what's your plan to vote? My name is Jesse. My plan to vote is I'm going to vote early on the 21st at my local library.
There we go, Jesse. I love it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I want to start with the stadium thing from this angle, is that most of the data that's out there shows that public subsidies towards hotels and stadiums rarely gets that money back in tax revenue from the activity. Rarely. It's happened sometimes. But that being said, that's not why Voss is doing this. As your co-host mentioned, it's cynical. If it was a Republican governor asking to tap that money, it wouldn't be a thought, right? But on that note, I certainly don't ever – I love Brewers baseball, right? I don't like being held hostage by billionaires. And Mark Adonazio has the money. He just invested in a minority share in a football team – or a soccer team. And I think the only way to fix this in the long run is either have interstate compacts where we agree with other states that it's against state law to give stadium money from taxpayer dollars, or have something at the federal level. Major League Baseball is the only exemption from antitrust laws. So maybe the feds need to tell Major League Baseball, hey, either you can not lobby against this law where we're going to shut off the money, or we're going to yank your antitrust exemption.
Yeah, those are all interesting proposals. I mean, I think that's a tall order for this Evers-Voss compromise that will have to ultimately come here. But yeah, I think it is an interesting aspect of how communities accept the way that, as you point out, billionaires that are fine throwing money behind other professional sports teams. Because again, very, very financially lucrative. Like, sports franchises are making a lot of money.
Well, they're tax shelters for most of these billionaires.
I think, Jesse, I think that's... I don't disagree with what you're saying necessarily, but it's kind of like a utopia. Wouldn't it be lovely if, and we, I think if you look at the landscape of America right now, the things that you suggested, I mean, are they the right thing to do? Yeah. Is it a reality that's going to happen? Probably not. So we can either sit here and hope for utopia and do the right thing and watch the Brewers move somewhere else, or you could deal with reality and keep the Brewers here. I'd rather keep the Brewers here.
Yeah, and I think we can do kind of a little bit of both. We can demand better from the sports teams that we idolize, and we can demand better from our politicians while also accepting some of the compromises that will be needed to get us from where we are now to where we want to be. Appreciate the phone call, Jesse. One more phone call before we get to our final story of the day. We got Dick from Madison calling in. Dick, what's on your mind today?
Oh, another move that happened a long time ago. Kansas City Chiefs. They moved from Dallas. They were the Dallas Texans and Lamar Hunt. And it's kind of a no-brainer that long ago. Dallas probably would have never been able to sustain. And that's the other thing I was going to bring up is small market towns or franchises like Milwaukee always seem to be the ones that have to worry about these people, you know, moving on to another place.
Yeah, that is a dynamic as well that gets taken advantage of. And yeah, I don't think any, I mean, besides New York and LA having multiple teams, there's not very many cities or metropolitan areas that can cover two fan bases like that for the same sport. And so it is tricky. I mean, Chicago supports two MLB teams, and there's a handful. When they get pretty close, there's, what, three MLB teams in Texas, three in California. I want to say there's three MLB teams in Florida, two off the top of my head, the Rays, the Marlins, and that's just two.
There's three
football teams.
Yeah.
Yes. So it depending on where the population is does determine where these professional sports franchises land. And it is the small market teams like Milwaukee that can be leveraged. St. Louis lost the Rams after they entice them there.
Sure, but I mean, it could have happened in Los Angeles. It could happen. I mean, look how long Los Angeles didn't have any NFL team.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's going to leave Los Angeles. Well, they did.
Well, I mean, lateral move from San Diego to LA is, to me, still. That's...
But my point is, ask the people in Los Angeles.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I mean, it can happen. And I get the whole is it the right thing to do argument. Are we you know, fostering more, you know, billionaires in the world? I get all that. But we can sit here and fight for what's quote unquote right and watch all these places leave and go somewhere else, or you got to play the game. And I think you got to play the game and you got to win. And winning means being competitive. Major, as you said, Luke, doesn't matter whether it's Major League Football, baseball, or basketball. This is part of the economy of our state.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, it's a pride thing.
Absolutely.
And it is how we feel about our state. Again, do we want to be Iowa? I don't. And God bless people in Iowa.
I mean, they got the Field of Dreams, so they got that going for them, but that's about it.
Yeah, right.
No other professional sports teams.
That's about it.
But I really appreciate you joining me on this,
Thursday afternoon, Todd. Always a pleasure.
Really enjoy the sports talk and the tangential politics that go along with
tangential
the sports.
Tangential politics. Yes. Oh, that sounds so nice.
It is here on Dueling Tangents. The last time, last subject of the day, though. New York, New York. Do you think he lands there, or do you think...
I said there were 59 million reasons that the Rodgers would stay in Green Bay, but now I believe it's a done deal. I think that the reports are that it's just working out the final numbers. I think it's the end of Aaron Rodgers. He is off to New York, I believe, and it's the beginning of the season of love.
See, and I'm worried. I think Bakhtiari might get included in a package, so we might be sending off our pro.
Oh, yeah, the Packers season will be toast next year. Don't worry.
No. It sounds like Bakhtiari wants to get traded with Rodgers to
New York. That's
what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to people who think that this is going to be great and that the Packers are going to go on and keep winning. I was alive in the 70s and 80s. Good luck with that.
Ouch. Very optimistic outlook there without Aaron Rodgers. From Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show. Appreciate you joining me on this Thursday.
Thank you, folks.
If you miss any portion of the show, go check out the podcast, civicmedia.us/duelingtangents. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. Annalise Eicher, Dane County Board Supervisor, going to be joining us tomorrow. See y'all then.